We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Shin Samach Gimel. The halachas of Mavin Alechi, Sif Lamed Aleph, on this on Reish Chafayim and Aleph, says the Mechaber, Hemed Lechi Bem Samavi. If someone puts a side post in the middle of the Mavi, so it depends. If there's a courtyard from the Lechi and beyond, and also the ones on the outer part, made a lechi for the beginning of the mavi. So I say lalelu. These make it forbidden on these. Over yachar until they make erev together. Vim ain't shem chatzav. There's no courtyard. Oh, sheish chatzav. There's a courtyard, but below usach chatzav lechi l'resha mavi. The ones on the outer part did not make a side post for the beginning of the mavi. Shemin alechi v'lefnei mutam. So those from that from within the lechi are permitted. Vimene v'lechutz v'asum. And those on the outer part of it, the other half are forbidden. But if they made in the middle, shnei pasim, two boards, or pasim or board that's four tefachim, it made a rochav yesim esse, if it's not wider than 10 amas, or she also turns a pasim, or they made a door for him. Im rochav yesim esse, if it's more than 10 amas, afilim yesh chatzim atik melechutz, even if there is a courtyard from beyond that remedy that you made onto the outer half of the mavoy, but also gam achitzanim tikkun rosh mavoy, and the one that's outside also made a remedy for the beginning of the mavoy, kol echad yochal arv, each one could make an eruv, and be permitted in his own portion. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Kof Chav Zayin. So he said, you put up a lechi in the middle of the mavoi. So if there is a chatzar from the outer half of the lechi, and they also made a lechi for the beginning of the mavoi, so make it forbidden on each other, at shiur v'yachad. It's what it means to say, shishat v'yachad, they should have what's called shetufim avayis, joined together. V'tamad, but the reason is, dihine derechim avayis, the norm of a mavi is la'achar shetiknu b'lechi yukari, after that it's remedy with a sipos or crossbeam, l'shtatav kaladram b'mavi yachad, to have all those dwellers joined together, what's called a shituv, in the mavi together as one, because they don't make a joining, which is like a type of an Arab, yesum l'hitzimech, it's a mavi, it's forbidden to carry out from the courtyard to the mavi. Since that's the norm, so shuvah sum b'nei mavi l'chol kachatzan. The difference is subsequently it's forbidden for the people in the mavi to separate into halves. Velasi kolechet shita b'pnei and each one to make their own shita in their own area. Because the aser hanehani, because each one is making forbidden on the other one. From having a mavi shachachach echem nachtzeis. Essentially, it's like a mavi where one of the courts is forgot. V'lenishtat v'bein did not join in the shita. The aser kul, which makes it forbidden on all of them. Which shartzi and ois. Kofte Zayin says, look at Prima Gum, that he writes that it seems to me that even if they made this from the beginning, where they were not accustomed one to the other to make an Erev together as one, it's still going to be forbidden, since most Mavois, that is the norm to make an Erev together as one. He also writes that this is all, even if the outer ones don't have any right of way on the inner ones, since they have a Lechi in the beginning of the Mavoi, they make a forbidden one on the other. And the Sharetzin Ice Kofte Zayin says, but if they make a sheet together, it's effective, even if they make a Lechi in the middle, because nonetheless, the two courtyards were the opening between them, that they can make a sheet together as one. Now, if there is no courtyard in the outer half, or there is a courtyard, but the outer ones did not make a lechi for the beginning of their mavi. The kivin d'lo asu lechi. So since they did not make a lechi, so people in the outer half won't be able to carry in the mavi. In the kivin, that's the case in the room l'shtatav yachad. So they're not fit to make a sheet of the mavi together with the inner half. They have no power to make it forbidden on the inner ones. And since the Pimugam, even if they have a right of way to walk over there, still it will not be problematic. So those from the inner half of the Lechi will be permitted, but from those on the outer half will be forbidden, because the Chashuvim consider as if the Mavi starts from where the Lechi is, which is in the midpoint, and from within. And therefore they're permitted in the inner half, but not in the outer half. Sivkot and Kuflam. But if they made in the middle two boards or a board that's four tefachim, so here he's starting to really differentiate the domains from each other. It's as if there's an actual partition between them. So the outer one cannot make it forbidden on the inner one. Now this specifically only if they don't have any right of way one on the other one. Like for example, if they have another opening, but if not, then even the door is not going to be effective. To separate. Sivkot and Kof Laman Aleph. But if they made, like we're saying, Shnei Pasin, two boards of Shamashahui, and even if it's a minute amount, Mashmakan, Mashmakan, one little board on one side, one little board on the other side, and Vafil Chatzar, Yechon Chalak B'Kai Gamna, and even the courtyard you could separate in such a way, it's like considered like a real machitz, unlike a lechi. If you have a city that's surrounded with a wall, a walled city, and the openings are closed at nighttime, and one opening is not locked, however, so it's like side post through that opening. You cannot make an erev halfway. But if it has a breach, but and loses its validation, through what type of breach does it nullify the validity of the city? And they could make an erev in half of it and to leave the other half. But that's what's said in the second half of the sif. That okay, that's a real machitz. So then each one can make their own independent erev. Sif lamed beis. Zeh shecharnu, this that we validated lahamed lechi ben samavi, to put a lech in the middle of the mavi. Who had the same thing as lahamed kur ben samavi, to put a cross in the middle of the mavi. Because this is all biyesh bo isi chatzim mavi hamuchshad, that as long as you have that half of the mavi that's validated towards mavi, the halach of a mavi. That is shlehei arkapach is marba ames, that its length should not be less than dalar ames. She arkri yasal rachba, its length has to be more than its width. She bat mechatzes pesuch matrich, has to have homes and courtyards open up into it. But if not, then you have to have a little board on one side, to pass mash bekan, another board on the other side, or pass above beside echad, or to have on one side a board that's at least four tefachim. Says Mishmaru Sivkot and Kuf Lamed Beis. Said this that we validated Allah in the Mavi, same thing is to put a kair. And we said, B'chozah B'yesh B'chulah, this all that you have in that half of the Mavi, the halachic status of a Mavi. The high B'chozah, this that we said, and all this, Koya Mashach Sharnu, this is going on what we validated, Behemet Lechem Emsa Mavi, and putting a side post in the middle of the Mavi, Kishla Osu Lechem Mersha Mavi, when you did not put a Lechi in the beginning of the Mavi. For coming, that's what you're saying, do a daf that specifically, B'chatzah Mavi Zelaban, that in just this half of Mavi, Kam Kin Yesh Lavshay Mavi, has its own halacha of a Mavi. The Yeshle called to know Matzarach Lizard that has all the conditions that are necessary for it. Can Messiah Shachanach, like the Shachanach concludes, Commercial Kosov Elbasiv Chavav, like he wrote previously in Siv Chavav, Halavach a bit of not, Yeshle Dinachatz as a courtyard. And then Matzarach Pas Mashu Bechul, then you have to have a board on one side, a board on the other side, etc. Like we said previously, we said base. But the Shulchan Aruch is not going be im osu gam lechi b'chutz ve'er b'yachad. That if they also if they made a lechi on the outside and they made an erev together, because al dal zel itzarch. Regarding that, you don't need shabu isi chatz amavi. That in that half of mavi you leave kol pratim should have to have all the details. The mitzarf kol amavi b'yachad lezev, because Bimakum says nekis. Then they're all joined together as one big mavi. By in shom as because away mizel look over there also what he writes regarding this, which Dirshu 130 brings that he's not sure over there in a way that you separated the mavi between the inner one and the outer one through a tursa pesach or through two boards, and the outer one's made a lechi by the open of the Mavi, and they made an Erev together with the inner ones. But the outer ones, there's no two Chatzeres. The Chatzeres that in the inner part combined, regarding it should be possible to permit also the part of the outer part through the Lechi or the Kair. That's what his suffix. Siv Lamed Gimel. Mavoi, an alleyway, Shurach of Esrim Amos, which is 20 Amos wide. Isapas Rach of Arba Amos, you make a board that's a width of 4 Amos, but Mita Bemtsin, you put it in the middle of the Mavi. Now, each side of the sides of the board are considered kamavi, but that's like its own independent mavi. Kimech arich hapas arba amos, since the length of the board is 4 amos, v'yitna kari b'reisha, and you put a cross beam by the beginning, which as the Dirshu 131 brings the picture, meaning this pasaba is not parallel, meaning it's parallel to the walls of the mechitza, but perpendicular to the opening, meaning it's going into, it's splitting the length of the mavi along its width and has a length of 4 amos, and you're putting a cross beam perpendicular to that board, which is going across the beginning of the mavi. Now, it says the Mechaber, V'tzach L'zoh, one has to be careful that the HaKar Menachas Al-Pas, that the board should be laying on the board, or at least within 3 hand-breaths. V'tzach She'ei B'chol Mavi, has to be in the whole Mavi, Mishnei Elu, from these two, Shapas Mavzi Winayim, that the board separates between them, has to be, Batam Chatzeres, V'tzach Matechai, home the court is open up into it, V'chol Tunai Mavi, and all the conditions of a Mavi, as a continuum with base. Masha Ben HaPas Ad Kreslam Tzach Shal Mavi, and this that you have from the board until the middle wall of the Mavi. Yesh le'din mava akum has halacha as a bent mavai. So the ilish nemavai is misakum because these two mavais bend. Ube'emtza pesuchim b'shnei rishem l'shus ram. In the middle, they're open. The two ends open up to rishus ram. Agos says ram mavai. Yesh some say the ilish le'din mava akum. It doesn't have halacha the bent mavai. And kain yesh minat pasad kedlam tzoi yesh me es amas. Only if you have from the board until the middle wall more than 10 amas. It's the rush from bini ruchim and the tur. Says the mishabura siv katan kuf lamad gimel. So you have a mavi, shurach of esrim amos, which is 20 amos wide. Now, Mari, it's told much in the way to last the tursa pesach. So what's this? What do you need a board over here? Because you could just make a tursa pesach, it'd be wider than 20 amos. It doesn't want to make a door frame, but pesach amavi, but opening the mavi. The zemahani, that would be effective, even if the mavi is very wide. Like we said previously, so that's the discussion. If it's so wide, how do you make it that it can be validated with a lecha or kaira, which it's too wide? So that's what Mechaba said. You make a board that's rach, sibkat and kuf lamadal, that's rach of arba amas, that's 4 amas wide, and you put it in the middle. And now each side of the sides of the board is considered like its own dependent mother. And great, now each one is not more than 10 amas. Now, but a board less than 4 amas, that's not effective. Alpha pisha called sahu pachas ma'esa, even though each side is less than 10 amas, because to us every the high gizm batle, because now the ear space on either side of the board is going to come along and nullify it. Now, shaking, which is not the case, because say rachav 4 amas, when you make it a width of 4 amas, kshir meshach chayis al mabu, which is the measurement of the length of how long a mabu has to be, because now, like we said previously, b'siv chavav, and then it's significant, ein amas shemekan mekan, then you don't have the ear space on either side, yochal batle to be able to nullify it, shein abu yochal batle chayis al mabu, because an ear space cannot nullify the wall of a mabu. Because of this, he writes, umamid be'emtzi, you put it in the middle, hanyul orkar shal mabu, meaning along the length of the mabu, which Ashar Tzin, Eskav Chopay says, what it means to say is that even if he's going to make a lecha curve for the ticket in the mavi, it's not going to be effective if it's going to be less this board than 4 amas. Sif katan kuf lamed hey. So he said that each side is considered like its own dependent mavi. Kimish arich b'chulut, since the length of the board is 4 amas. But tzorch gam ken yosin yidhev shaliyah pas namach masar tvachem, that the board cannot be lower down than 4 tvachim, because in case of shemav, it has to be like the dimensions of a height of a wall of the mav, not like we said previously, but siv chavav. Siv katan kuf lamed vav. And you put the cross beam b'roishay, hainu that is shayigim, a kaisel echa shemav, that the board, the cross beam should go from one end of the mav, out of kaisel shayigim, until the abyss of wall, g'dil hatash net zadim, to permit both sides, these two entryways, side by side entryways. For then, same thing as sheikh l'sakna de l'chayim, you could also remedy them through side posts, that is lechem ekan, the side posts on this side, and side posts on that side, which the Dirshu 135 brings the picture. You see that in that middle board, you could have a lechi actually right near each other on either side of that board, but they're considered as two separate mavis. Or you could have a side post on one of them and a crossbeam on the other one. That one end is on the wall of the mavi, and the second will only end by the board. Like all of the mavis, which either one is an option. Now we said you have to be careful that the crossbeam should be menachas al pas b'chulu, should be on the board itself, or at least within 3 tvach. Lafuke, that's coming to exclude him a pas namach if the board is low down. Afshar kare magas makasal zeh, even though the crossbeam is going to reach from this wall out of kasal shakenegdi until the opposite wall, the mahan is not effective. Darial there pas, because through the board, nechshav kishim mevoy, it's considered like two mevoy, through chashav kakasal, which is considered like a wall. If that's the case, kal mevoy, each mevoy in a kashal munach, its crossbeam is not laying rakal kasal echad, only on one of its walls. Sivkat and kov lamet ches, or at least within 3 tvachim, that's like lavid. Sivkat and kuf lametes. Now you have to have that in each mavoi, from these two that the board separates between them, has to have homes and courtes open up inside of the v'chol tnoi mavoi, and all the conditions of a mavoi, a mavoi, which we mentioned previously, because if not, dini kachas has a lacha like a courtyard, and then the crossbeam is not going to be effective, only if you have two side posts of a minute amount, b'shnei tzidim on these two sides, mavoi le'el b'sev beis, like we said previously, it's a beis. The Sharatin Oif Kaf Chav Ches says that's the Rashman. It says, even though over here the Mavi is 20 Amis, and even if you're going to say that Halach is like a Chatzar, and if it's more than 10 Amis, it's not permitted with two side posts, he says, here it's different because it gets split into two through the board. Sivkat and Kuv Men. Now, this Umashim in the passive Chulah, this that from the board until the middle wall of the Mavi, the opposite wall, it has Halach like a din of a Mavi Akar. Right, so what it means to say is, Chutz Tikkun HaKayrim, besides for the remedy of the crossbeam, that you're making by the opening of the mavi, tzorach lasis oy tikin, if you make another remedy, the seif erech apas, at the end of the length of the board, kedem mavi akim. Essentially, it's like a bent mavi. It goes in one entry, and then you go around that, like comes it back around. Which we'll explain the simashen samagdal seif gimel. And even if it doesn't have over the 10 amas, from the end of the board until the opposite, that middle wall, seif kot and kof memalav, because these two mavois are misakmin, they bend, and in the middle, besuchim, they're open. So what it should really say is misakmin beemtza ubesuchim, they bend in the middle and they're open on the two ends. So cut and cut membeis, but never shamed by the two heads, rishas ram to the rishas ram. But came there for tzorch lasis towards the pesach. If they make a door frame, besayif erech pes at the end of the length of the board at kaislam, so you connect it until the opposite middle wall, which Sharatina's Kaplamet says that from Prima Godm, he says all the more so that if he wants to, he can make by a diagonal from the end of the board until the corners of the middle wall. However, then he would have to make two Tzuris HaPesachs. Says the Mishabur B'dami, it's comparable, Kamashal Yeris HaPas, La'orch Kalam Avi, as if he made a board along the entire length of the Mavi. Sivkot and Kuv Mem Gimel. Ramasid, some say the ain't like the mavakum b'chulin. No, does not have a halacha as a bent mavi. Only if you have from the board till the middle wall more than 10 amps. Now the avak of the mavul come on the submission. Some of them, although we'll see later, but mavakum I bent mavakum shalzikim in chas. That's made like a chas, which essentially this is what this is. Even if you don't have from the opening of its bend, at Christ until the middle of Esra Amas 10 Amas, Nami Tzok, Shem Tekin, you still have to have a remedy. Shani Hasim, there it's different. Why do Akam Amas literally bent? But you could say, Shalakdi, I passed through the board, Nasim Mishneh Mavoyis, Shem Mechalakim, Lagam Ratzayfim, that like as if they become two totally separate Mavis that are separated until the end. Because of Avdi in the past, my Giat Kitzim, sorry, although the board does not reach up until that middle wall, even the Imin Asaif HaPas, since you don't have from the end of the board, until the opposite wall, Yisim is Amas more than 10 Amas. Next, we can Pesach, it's like an opening. It's like two Mavis that are totally separated. Just like you have an opening from one to the other one. Which is not the case when there's more than 10 Amas. You can't say it's like a Pesach. Then for sure you'd have to say it's like a bent Mavis. Now, the Dina, Lahalacha is Kimach, and agree. The Ikar Kesavar Rishayim, the primary is like the first opinion, which is more stringent, by Be'alocha and Dermaskel Yeser. Sivkot and Kabrim doubt that only if it's Yeser Mesa Amas more than 10 Amas, Kinsach Lema, that's what it should say. Be'alocha, that he just referenced, Dermaskel Yeser Mesa Amas. So look, Mishabur Behe, that we just said in Sivkot and Kufmem Gimel, that the Achrayim agree, like the first opinion. He says, however, according to what we'll see later on, Shin Zemel Del Ziv Gimel, name of truth will be to be Eger, not to totally reject the opinion of the Rashba by a bent mover that's like a ches, that he holds that you don't have to make any ticket at all where it bends. Maybe in this situation, that you could totally rely on the Shitas Haritzva, and at least not to be stringent more than the opinion of this Yeshanimim, so maybe one could be lenient. Some of the deer shoes, deer shoe number 128. If the outer half of the mavir made a lechi in the beginning of the mavir, but they're still forbidden to carry. For example, let's say there's a non-Jew who lives amongst them, and they cannot make a shituf adjoining the mavir. Chaznish, right? So they make it forbidden on the inner ones, since also the non-Jew makes it forbidden on the inner ones and prevents them from making a separate eruv halfway. On the other hand, Shuvas Nei Behuda writes that if they cannot make an eruv because of a non-Jew, they don't make it forbidden on the other half that could make an eruv. Chedush HaGoyis writes in the name Marolach that even if they don't have any refraining of making an Arab, it's just that the outer ones did not make an Arab themselves, and they make it forbidden on that in their own place, it's enough that they shouldn't make it forbidden on the inner ones. And like his words, it sounds like actually in B'Alach HaLeron, Shin Samachdal, in the name of the Vilna Gon, Prim Gonim, that as long as the outer ones did not make an Arab on their own, so they're forbidden themselves, so now that they can't be, so they wouldn't be able to make a Sheet, and they don't make it forbidden on the other ones. Look at the Agoyis Yisra and the Oyer on Mishnais and Erevin that he wonders very much on the building and the Pimagum, that the words seem to be opposite the words of Shechan Aruch over here. Look also at Seva Bina Simcha and Simcha of Sevkan Hei. Dirshu number 129. Mishnah had said that if not, then even a door would not be affected. Now the reason the right space says it is as similar to a Mavri that it's open to it courtyards, that if they don't make a Shituv, it's forbidden for the courtyards to carry in the Mavri because of that they have a right of way. And even if they have it by the opening of the courtyards, that it's a Tursa Pesach or Delis. Chaznish, it wonders in this halacha, and that for sure the Shulchan Aruch is talking about also by a closed Mavri, which is closed on three sides, and it doesn't have another opening. They paskin that also in such a case, the inner ones don't make it forbidden on the outer ones. He explains the reason is there's specifically a courtyard you cannot remove from the Mavri, because the Ikatashmash of the people in the Chatzar is in the Mavri, and they begin to remove them from over there, so they cannot utilize over there, and it's not effective that they have a place in their courtyard to do whatever they need to do, because since the Chatzar and the Mavri are designated for two totally separate types of utilities, but the Mavri itself, you could split, and even if the right of way, the inner ones, is on the other one, since in each one has a portion of the mavi for their utility, and through separating the mavi into two halves, it becomes like two different mavis, one from within the other one, that if the inner one is permitted in its place, that is if they made it air for themselves, they don't make it forbidden on the other ones, as Burton Shachanach later on, Simon Shin Shin and Chesiv Kon Hei, that's how the base may writes over here, the Shachanach Rav and Shin Sadik Beis. Now, in the case that the Mavim is mafulish to the Rosh Hashanah, the Poskim discuss if it's possible to permit it with a Tursa Pesach in the middle, because since the Mavim mafulish to the Rosh Hashanah, for all of them they have a right of way to go over there to the Rosh Hashanah, and it's worse than Stam Mavim. Look at Beis Meir over here, and what we'll write later on in Sadik Beis, Sivkot Chavdat to Chavtes, and Chavtes, and Shin Pei Bav Sivkot Yigimel. Dirshu number 132. If the board has a width of 4 Amis, through Oymin Meruba, by having most of it closed. For example, let's say he made an Amma and a half over here, an Amma and a half over here, and an Amma breach in the middle. Chaznish writes that also in such a case it's considered like a pass that its length of 4 Ammas, and the ear space on the sides
are not mavatla. Now, regarding the halacha of such a board, he writes over there that you need to have that the whole extent of the dalai lamas of the board should be within the mavi. But if you placed it extending out to the part out of the, into the rishus ram, then that part of the board is not considered as part of the mavi, and it's not effective to split the opening of the mavi. Dishon number 133. If the board that separates with it the mavi is meruba l'parts more than the breech part, from the end of the board up until the middle wall of the mavi, Chaznish writes that it's permitted with meruba even if the board is less than dalai lamas. So it's possible to separate the mavi by making it through a pesach where its length is the majority of the length of the mavi, as we'll explain in the following comment. Another way that to permit a mavi that is wider than 20 amas is even through a board that its length is less than dalai lamas, Chaznish writes, because since you fence in 6 amas in the width of the mavi and you leave open dalai lamas, and at the end of the breach, you make a board that's dalat tvachim along the length of the mavi, as the dish brings a picture. So you have this board, it's not dalat ramas, only dalat tvachim, but you have perpendicular to it in the width of the opening of the mavi, you have this board that's 6 amas. That's going to be okay. He says the reason for that is like this. Since in such a case comes out that the area that's between the wall of the mavi to the board of dalat tvachim is rishus yachad, because since it has 3 mechitzas, one side you have the wall of the mavi, the other side you have the board, and in the middle wall that has a length of 10 amas, gets permitted be alachs, that gets permitted with oimim meruba of the 4 of the 6 amas that are fenced in, which are more than the beach area, which is 4 amas. Since we're going to this place, that's from the board from within, you can't say asavir the hagisa, that the ear space is mevatlit, because you don't have only ear from one side, which is permitted through oimim meruba. It's considered as this area as if it's totally fenced in, and therefore it fences in also the extent of the mavi that's on the side of the board from the halacha of meruba, based on what the Chaznish gives such a yisoid, that the mechitzas of rishus that are fenced in are effective to fence in the rishus that's breached to it. Dishon 134. Regarding a mavi that the width is 20 amas and the length is 6 amas, it has halacha of a chotzer, because since the width is more than the length, and once it's separated through a board along its length, Chaznish writes, it's possible to separate it with a board along the length of the mavi, so that you could afterwards then permit every side through a board of 4 tzvachim, or 2 boards of like a mashal on each side, like the halacha of a chotzer, which width is less than 10 amas. He explains, in such a case, you don't need to have that the length of the board is 4 amas only, it's enough that the length should be 3 amas, then the chotzer is considered as split from the halacha of imid kaparet, when it's equal, closed as open. Since from the end of the board until the middle wall, it remains like the length of the board, or that the length should be 3 amas in a little bit, so that you have oimim meruba parts. Now, regarding if you can separate a mavi through a tzuras ha-pesach, Chaznish writes that you can make a tzuras ha-pesach if the length is more than half of the length of the mavi. Since the tzuras ha-pesach is considered as a mechitza, it's possible to permit through it from the halacha oimim meruba, also from oimim kaparets, the way the Be'al Halacha wrote previously in Zibav and the Maskel Tzarech. However, if the length of the mavi is more than 8 amas, then you cannot separate through the tzuras ha-pesach the length is 4 amas, because since you don't have oimim meruba, it's considered tzuras ha-pesach to is standing in the ear space, that it's not effective to permit regarding Shabbos. Edition 136 has a picture for this case in Mishnah Berurah, that you have to make a Tzuras HaPesach at the end of the length of the board until the middle wall that's opposite it, as we've explained. Edition number 137, the Sharatzin had said you could do a diagonal, but then you would have to make 2 Tzuras HaPesach. What it means to say is that you'd have to make another Tzuras HaPesach from the board up until the second corner of the middle wall. Because since after that you made a Tzuras HaPesach to one of the corners, then it's like a mavi that's made like a ches, that the Shulchan Aruch Patskins later on Shin Samach Dal Zev Gimel, that you have to make 2 Tzuras HaPesachs by its 2 bends. Sif Katan Kof Mem Dalad, the Pin Chaznish, that whenever you have the parts, the breach area more than the oimid, even if it's not a width of 10 amas, it gets qualified like when the breach is more than 10 amas. And he wonders on the pin of the Ramah over here, because since the length of the board is 4 amas, if that's the case, if the breach is a little bit more than 4 amas, so you have more breach than close, so why is it right to say halacha only when the breach is 10 amas, which he remains with a tzarchi and gadol on that idea.